It's a good word. But I would like to take this opportunity to propose changing the word clothing to jiggle stoppers. Because that is what they do. They stop the jiggle. They always have, and always will. When the human body is left au naturel, it takes an incredibly minimal amount of movement to generate a jiggle. Where the jiggle occurs varies considerably. Male jiggle areas are considerably different than female jiggle areas. Large people may jiggle in different places from small people. Old people in different places than young people. But the constant remains. We all jiggle all the time if left unrestricted. So, at 2:02, a hot and flustered Matthew tore into the parking lot of Colorado Casting. With headshot in hand, I dashed into the reception area, signed in, grabbed a copy of the storyboard, said hi to all the usual suspects awaiting their turn to audition, and plunked myself down in an available chair. I took a deep breath, calmed myself, and started to prepare. The storyboard, a series of rough cartoon drawings depicting the shots and general idea of the commercial, was, at first glance, somewhat unclear to me. On closer inspection, I came to the slow realization that I am sitting in a room with 10 to 12 other gentlemen, all waiting patiently for our turn to audition to be the lips of a goat. Apart from my somewhat unnecessary concern as to what I was actually sprinkling, I was now haunted with a much greater concern. As I was helping my 7-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son with their sprinkling duties, fear swept over me. I realized that there was potential for committing what would have to be considered one of the world's greatest faux pas, that being to accidentally sprinkle the last of the ashes and not leave a serving of mother for another guest.